It's Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. It's brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention, veterans. Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
All right, another edition of Conklin's Corner. And I'm really excited because we have Cindy Waringa, First Vice Commander with the Legion in the WGHN studio. So nice to meet you.
Oh, good morning.
I thought this was really interesting. This was in my news on Monday. You're a vet. A new license plate is now available in the state honoring the state's women veterans. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Where did you serve and how did you serve? When did you serve?
Oh, I was in, well, I joined right after high school.
You did? Okay.
Right in. Mm-hmm. I think I even had to have my parents' signature to enlist.
And wow.
I went into the Army National Guard.
Okay.
As an air traffic controller and flight operations.
Very cool.
Served for 21 years.
Wow.
Quite a bit of that was active duty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fabulous 21-year tour.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's so nice to meet you because I see your name all the time. I get the Legion newsletter, you know,
okay.
and Walt has been in here as well, Walt Peterson. Mm-hmm. But you are First Vice Commander, and we're going to talk a little bit about scholarships because Walt has brought this up that the Legion, the American Legion, Post 28, Charles A. Conklin, you have a scholarship program.
Oh, we do. We do. We have quite a few scholarship programs.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us about it. This is interesting.
Well, the core mission of the American Legion is four pillars.
Okay.
And those four pillars are veterans affairs and rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
We've got national security, Americanism, and then children and youth. So there was a special gentleman who was an educator. He was a vet himself.
Mm-hmm.
He also was a counselor, a coach. He was very instrumental in the Grand Haven, at Grand Haven High School. In fact, their stadium is named after him.
Got it.
Gene
okay.
Rothy.
Okay.
But he was the scholarship chair at the Legion back in the day.
Wow.
And so we now have the Gene Rothy Scholarship.
Okay.
And we've given up to 15 $1,000 scholarships to high schoolers that are going off to college.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Every little bit
really
helps.
It does. It does.
So what does somebody have to do to get that scholarship?
Well, they have to be a direct descendant or a stepchild.
Got it.
Of a current deceased.
Okay.
Or a deceased veteran member of Post 28. A current high school senior.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 GPA or higher.
Okay.
Planning to attend a college or trade school or a post-secondary education institution.
All right.
Within one year.
Graduating. Okay. Wonderful.
Have a commendable high school record as reflected in like curricular or extracurricular activities. And the application deadline is April 17. Okay, where was I at?
Well, look who just walked into the studio, Commander Peterson. Hello.
Good morning.
Closer to that mic, Commander. Come on, you know the drill by now.
Good morning.
He knows.
Marianne.
I got both of you in here. I feel so lucky.
Woo-hoo.
So we were talking about scholarships. Are there any other scholarships besides that one? There's all kinds of them, aren't there?
Oh, yes, there are.
Okay.
Other than the Gene Rothy Scholarship, we also have it's fairly new. Mm-hmm. It's a skill trade scholarship.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's up to $2,000.
That's awesome.
So if you go for 2 years, you get $1,000 the first year.
Okay.
And then $1,000 the next year.
I bet
you
there are people listening that didn't even know this. This is wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, this is age 17 to 21 years old.
Okay.
And this would be someone that is pursuing a construction building trade, automotive, advanced manufacturing, or like an energy career, and anything post high school trades that they're getting training or they're getting accredited in. You have to be a Michigan resident for that. And a preferred descendant of a veteran, but it's not required.
Okay, wonderful.
It's not a requirement.
Wonderful.
Application on deadline on that one is April 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one we have is, it's actually a contest. It's the oratorical contest.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this really falls under our Americanism pillar. It's okay. A public speaking contest based on the U.S. Constitution. Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
It is.
Yep. Uh-huh. Sign
and
me
it's
up.
For high school students.
Wow.
And they can get from either 1,000 up to 25,000.
You're kidding me.
No. And it's a state contest. And then if you win the state contest, then you can move on to national.
Wow.
So it's
very
pretty cool. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So many things that the American Legion does. Now, it's Wednesday night, so we know there's zesty spaghetti from 5 to 7, and I know that the zesty spaghetti is a thing at the Legion. Everybody loves it. And you're also part of, you're collecting toys as well, correct?
Goodfellows.
Goodfellows. Yes. Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. And you're keeping all of that like up on the top floor, right?
The top floor and the indoor patio mm-hmm. is soon to be filled. I mean, when I say filled, I mean jammed, packed, full of new toys,
okay,
clothing, all kinds of stuff.
So people can drop stuff off at the Legion. If
absolutely.
I had something in my
yes.
car, I could just pull up to the Legion and drop
mm-hmm.
it off to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, wonderful. Yep. And then on the 21st from 5:30 to 7:30, we do the burgers, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
That's always fun. I love your little calendar that you have here, because on the 23rd, and this is really cool because you have a little trivia here. In 1889, the jukebox was first displayed becoming an instant success. How cool is that? I know people that have jukeboxes in their homes.
And we have a jukebox at the...
You do, don't you?
At the Legion, yes. Yes.
You do, don't you? That's awesome.
And if I could also add,
yeah, of
Mary
course.
Ellen,
yeah.
That the applications for these scholarships
yeah.
can be found online.
On your website?
On our website,
okay.
AmericanLegionGH.org.
Awesome.
Or MichiganLegion.org also has, there's even more scholarships.
That's fabulous. And I will put a link, because I think it's important, I'll put a link into the interviews. These interviews
mm-hmm.
are getting lots, I can tell how many people are listening to these.
Mm-hmm.
People love this segment. I love
mm-hmm.
it. I've learned so much.
It's a great
yeah.
segment.
It is a great segment, and every
it
week it's been different. You know, I at first I was like, well, what am I going to ask him every week? How will this go? And we've just been able to talk about all kinds of things. So
mm-hmm.
next
mm-hmm.
week we'll be talking about Girls State and Boys State, which is another incredible program that
ah,
the Legion has.
Wonderful.
Yeah, very good.
Wonderful. It's so nice to finally meet you, Cindy Wieringa, because I've seen your name, and we know a lot of the same people, but I've never actually like met you in person or seen you at the Legion. So nice to finally meet you. And I know that you guys are going to need volunteers for Vegas night. I'll just throw that out
mm-hmm.
there. That's in the newsletter as well. The gifts and the clothing and stuff that you are collecting, does that need to be wrapped? Did we talk about that?
They do not have to be
they
wrapped.
They won't be wrapped.
They just
okay.
have to be new.
They just have to be
mm-hmm.
new. Wonderful.
And we have a large group of individuals, volunteers,
mm-hmm.
that come in and spend their day wrapping.
That's awesome.
And putting that all together.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. And are you guys doing any bell ringing for the Salvation Army? Do you do
yes.
the bell ringing?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We're usually down at Fortino's or D&W.
Yeah.
And there may be a couple other that I'm
so
not
you're,
sure
you know, you
of,
walk
but...
the walk and talk the talk. Mm-hmm. I will say that. And thank you for that documentary. That
isn't that fantastic?
Incredible. I just watched, I watched a documentary on Monday about the post 28. I had no idea. Where can people find that?
We are in the process of making that available, possibly through our website.
Okay.
We're discussing several different venues for that.
Yeah, I would print it on mm-hmm. a DVD and sell it. That's what I would do. I thought it was phenomenal. I learned so much. Thanks for being here, you guys. I really appreciate
thank you.
It. It's
thank
been
you.
Another edition of Conklin's Corner, and it's brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Visit shslakeshore.com to learn more. We do it every Wednesday at 7:45 with Grand Haven's American Legion Charles A. Conklin, Post 28.